What are you doing on Memorial Day weekend? Well, forget that, because Comicpalooza 2015 is almost here. At Comicpalooza, you'll see your favorite celebrities, comic book creators, and authors. Hear super cool musical acts. Experience crazed cosplay events. Rowdy professional wrestlers, raucous roller derby girls, literally thousands of hours of programming, and so much more. Celebrity guests appearing at Comicpalooza this year include Jeremy Renner, that's right, Hawkeye from The Avengers, stars of the hit Fox series Gotham, Star Trek's George Takei, oh my, the Fonz himself, Henry Winkler, ayy, comic book superstar Stan the Man Lee, and of course me, Kyle Hebert, that anime and video game voice actor guy. Follow Comicpalooza on social media, on Twitter, at Comicpalooza, Instagram, at Houston Comicpalooza, and like us on Facebook to keep up with amazing guest announcements as they happen. Remember, Comicpalooza at the George R. Brown Convention Center in Houston, Texas, Memorial Day weekend, May 22nd to 25th. Get your passes today. Head over to www.comicpalooza.com for all the details.
Hey guys, do you like video games? Do you like heavy metal, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Time to rock out with your geek out. Metal Geeks! Welcome, Geekazoids. Here are your hosts. Geek it out, fellas.
This is James Avera from Hellstar and Sabbath Judas Sabbath. Rock out with your geek out!
Welcome back to the Metal Geeks Podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am Carrie G. Well, I'm sorry. I'm Carrie S. Preston. And along with my co-host is...
Well, how do I mix my name with it? George Theodore Logan?
Exactly right.
Is that work?
You're George Theodore Logan.
You know what's funny about that? My middle name is Theodore.
Is there? No, it is not.
I swear to God it is.
Let me see your ID.
Hold on. Actually, pull out my ID now.
While he's getting his ID, let's introduce our special guest for the show. It's Station!
Station!
Oh, it's Mark.
It actually is not Station. It's Mark Neiser, the guy. Let me look at his... Theodorus is close, yeah.
Well, it's the Greek version.
The Greek version.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Then I picked the right name then.
That's right, you did.
So we have our good friend Mark. He is from the Rebel Radio Podcast, and trust me, I'm a Jedi. How you doing, sir?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Slow clap. Hold on.
All right, don't bask it in too much now.
So the main reason why I invited you tonight, and we've been wanting to podcast together for a while, but Star Wars Celebration was this past weekend.
Right.
A lot of big news came out of that. So,
do you think this was the best year out of all the years they've ever had?
I've never been to one, but this is the first year I've actually watched most of the live stream.
So it must have been the best year they've ever had.
Yeah.
I mean, they really haven't had much to talk about in the, 5 years that it's been around, right, since the new movie came out or coming out?
Celebration's been around for a while, but yeah, they had a lot of big news this year.
Yeah, it seems like the first year they actually took the time to turn it into a event of that magnitude to release news and information. In the past, I think it was just a fan convention in a lot of ways.
Before we move on to that stuff, let's talk about where people can find us. All over the interwebs, we have a lot of new places, really. First of all, you can always find us at our home, MetalGeeks.net, where you can find both podcast, Metal Geeks Podcast and MSRcast. You can find us on Twitter at Metal Geeks. You can find us on Facebook at Metal Geeks. You can find us on Instagram
at Metal Geeks. Which a lot of people do.
A lot of people are, thanks to our good friend, our producer, Bill. That's his new name.
Producer or co-producer?
He's producing shit, so.
Oh, okay, so yeah, we'll call him producer.
So let's talk about the new places we're at. Earth Station 1 is a brand...
Station.
It's a great podcast network, and we just joined them. This first episode will be coming out on their network next week. I was on their show introducing us last week while you were gone. We'll talk about that in a minute, too.
Sure, that's,
but
we can.
Like, some of us were stuck here in Houston while you were in Vegas.
Vegas town.
But yeah, check us out, Earth Station 1. It's a great network of really geeky podcasts. As well, you can find us on nerdbong.com. And then you can find us on of course, our old friends at Altness. We've been around with them for a long time.
That's right.
And on Saturday nights, urcityradio.com.
Only city, Saturday nights.
Saturday nights. It's a live radio stream, basically.
Are we on a specific time, or you don't
I
know?
Believe it's 8:30 Central.
See, this is new to me. I didn't know this.
Yeah. Mm. We're right
It's an educational show.
We're right, keeping secret. We're right after or before Comical Podcast. I've talked about this on the show before. Don't give me that shit.
Trying to feel like I'm new, all right?
Let's talk about...
It feels like I've been gone for a month, so that's what...
It does feel like that. Let's talk about some more sponsors before we move on, too.
Let's do that.
Let's talk about the vinyldead.net.
Is it not .com anymore?
.com.
We're .net.
We're .net. They're .com.
That's
See?
Right.
That's why I had you tonight.
Yeah. See, I was confused for a second. I was like, wait, did they change?
So if you guys are looking for really cool vinyl toys, Funko Pops, what are the other things called?
Kid Robot.
Kid Robot. There you go.
Some other ones. Ooh.
Excuse you. Ooh.
Hello.
Some funny noises coming out of the meerkat room.
Yeah, meerkat room is probably like, what the hell is that fart noise in the background?
But if you go to the website and you put in the code MetalGeeks10, guess what? You're going to save 10% off your entire
order. I don't
get
something free?
You will save 10%. That's free money.
Hey, that's good for me, I guess.
And I just picked up a couple new Funko Pops.
I think what it should do is we should change the coupon code. Like, every time someone enters that coupon, you will send them a personal, like, love note.
I could do that.
With, like, a face and, like, your lipstick
on it. I'm
going to
do thank you notes like Jimmy Fallon does. But I just picked up a couple new Funkos. I got...
Yeah, man. More than
I know.
You have the capacity for here.
Exactly. It's overflowing. And my wife got some, too. So.
Eventually, we're going to have to take you to rehab for this.
Maybe. I think so. Is there a Funko rehab?
There will be soon.
We'll make one.
We'll make one for you.
So I picked up a couple clearance one over Barnes & Noble. I got the Alien finally. The Alien.
Oh, like Alien?
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
I picked up a couple Star Wars, and then I got the Flocked Wampa from Hot Topic, which is really cool.
The what Wampa?
Flocked. It's a Hot Topic exclusive.
What does that mean, flocked?
It's like a fuzzy material.
No.
Isn't that plastic?
No, it's like a fuzzy material on it. You know, like a Muppet
it's
would be?
It's a teddy bear wampa.
It's a teddy bear wampa, exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I kind of want to check
I'll let you play
out.
With my wampa later if you want.
I want to play with your wampa.
Let's talk about our other sponsor. We're co-sponsors of this show, Comic Palooza. It's from when we're recording, it's 30 days away.
That's right. Right around the corner. And you know what else is right around the corner?
My flocked wampa.
Other than that.
What?
Marvel's Avengers.
We'll get to that.
But I'm just saying, I'm excited.
That's less than a week away.
I'm really excited. I already bought my ticket, so I'm excited.
I haven't bought my tickets yet. I need to.
He's not going to get in.
It comes out like the day after my anniversary. So
I haven't bought my tickets yet either. So
you're not going to get in either.
No, we'll get in.
I can't upset my six-year-old like that. I'll have to get in.
Yeah, you can't disappoint your six-year-old, no. Man. So let's talk about Comic Palooza. Some of the guests that have been announced recently. It's a wide variety of guests.
Technically,
it really
is an Avengers related. So yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Jeremy Renner is going to be there.
Hawkeye himself.
Hawkeye from all the Avengers movies and
some other movies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to have Cobie Smulders, who is Agent Maria Hill.
Oh, yeah, from Agents.
She was also Robin Sparkles from How I Met Your Mother.
I don't remember that, but okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Someone told me that the other day, and I just looked at him like I've never watched the show.
No,
so
we watched almost every episode, so we know.
I've never seen that show either, so don't feel bad.
Who else do we have? We have Haley Atwell, who is Agent Carter.
Really?
Yes.
I forgot about that. Yeah. Okay, yeah. She's hot.
We're going to have Stan
Does she
the
really
Man.
Have a British accent? Is anyone
yes,
really?
She's British.
Nice.
Sexy.
I love British accents.
Stan the Man Lee will be there.
Of course.
We just announced Marky Ramone, the last remaining Ramone. They're not really brothers.
Yeah, isn't he the only one that's not a brother?
No, none of them were related.
Oh, I thought
none of them
were
related.
Oh,
I thought two of them were related.
I thought two of them
I don't think so.
You sure the drummer and the guitarist wasn't related?
I don't know.
We're going to have to do a fact check on this
later.
Yeah,
we'll have to Google that shit.
But anyway, continue.
And Dave Ellison from Megadeth. I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
You're also missing out some key feature comic book artists.
Let's talk about them.
Kevin Eastman,
the co-creator
of Ninja Turtles, man.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Either
Ninja
way.
Turtles.
Ninja Turtles is easier to say.
I'm excited for Simon Bisley.
Yes.
Artist for Judge Dredd and a lot of cool stuff. I'm a huge Judge Dredd fan.
I'm
so
going to ask him what he thought about
artwork.
The new Judge or the latest Judge Dredd movie.
Yeah. Maybe we can get an interview with him.
And then I'm going to ask him why he didn't help get a sequel made.
And you have the Comic Book Men, speaking of...
Oh, yeah. Ming Chen
and Brian Johnson is going to be there as well.
Oh, yeah. Brian Johnson is going to come out this year.
So,
yeah. I keep forgetting he's coming.
He got real sick last year on the way to the in the airport, I believe. That's why he
got
make
sick
it.
Of Houston Air. So he's like, oh, Houston.
He didn't even make it to Houston yet. So.
So he says.
Yeah.
He probably got to the airport and says, like, I'm leaving.
So if you want to save money on your Comicpalooza pass, you know where to go?
Where do you go?
You go to comicpalooza.com/register and you put in the code METAL2015. You'll save $5 off your 4-day pass or $3 off your regular 1-day pass.
And it's really just worth it getting the 4-day pass anyway. You save more money and you get to do more stuff.
That's right. 4 days of podcasting and panels.
Yeah, we're going to be there.
We're going to be there. So let's talk about, real quick before we move on to our topics of the evening, Sunday evening, or Sunday morning at 11:30 in the Microsearch panel room. I wonder how that happened. It's going to be podcasting.
Somebody pulling strings.
I know. Podcasting 103. It's going to be the Metal Geeks podcast. It's going to be Comical podcast, Nerd Foo podcast. It's going to be our friend Mark from Rebel Radio.
It's called Podcasting with a Vengeance.
Cool.
No, that was last year was Podcast Harder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
this is next level podcasting.
It should be Podcasting with a Vengeance.
It should, but it's too late now.
That's the third one.
It's too late.
But everyone hates Die Hard now.
No, they don't. Well.
No.
Die what's Hard?
Okay, everyone hates tangent. 4 and 5.
Quick tangent. What's your favorite Die Hard movie?
1 and 3.
In that order?
In that order.
I like 1 and 2.
2 3, does not exist in my world.
3 and 1.
I like 2 because it has Franco
like
Nero.
I like 3 better.
3
I don't
is
know.
3 is so much more fun, but 1 is like the
yeah,
like
1's
the
original.
Bible, yeah.
Yeah, I agree there, but
if I had to do the whole list, it's going to be 1, 3 and 4. And I kind of
4 was the 4 the one with the hacker?
Yes.
Okay, that one was actually pretty good. The last one was
plus Kevin Smith was in it, so.
That's true. He was also in Daredevil though.
I liked Daredevil.
He was in Daredevil.
Yes, he was.
Wow.
Not the TV show, but
no, I know. I have
Ben
to go
Affleck
back and watch.
Don't get ahead of ourselves. We're going to talk about the TV show.
Right.
We're getting there.
And then Sunday morning at
11:30,
we're also doing a Metal Geeks podcast live recording in the same room.
Yeah, we want everyone to attend.
We do. If you're going to be at Comicpalooza on Sunday morning and Monday, come see both of our panels. It's really cool. Something I really wanted to talk about is something that I sort of brought to the table for Comicpalooza. It's the podcast partnership program.
Oh, I thought he was going to pull out his nuts for a second.
No, not going to pull out my nuts.
Not a silicone. Here's, nobody saw Silicon Valley,
to the table.
I guess.
Especially being that we're on camera.
No one saw Silicon Valley, I guess.
I'm starting to watch that now, so thanks to my buddy RD who gave me his HBO Go. Whoa, I can't say that, can I?
I think you can.
Whatever.
HBO doesn't care.
Thank you.
They've already admitted it.
Really?
Yeah. HBO said they don't care. Right, share it all you want.
I'm sharing it. Yeah. So let's talk about you're part of that program now.
Yeah.
It's a great way for local podcasters or people in the area, people coming to Comicpalooza, to be involved. All you do is play a commercial, like the commercial you heard in the beginning of this show. And what you're going to do is we're going to give you a scheduled time to actually podcast from the show floor of Comicpalooza on one of the days.
Meaning they can go in and interview anyone they want.
No, we're going to have a table where you actually be set up and people are going to come watch you.
Oh, cool. And
it's going to be a lot of fun.
Hopefully no one gets stage fright.
And hopefully I make sure I do my hair that day.
Let me see your hair.
Your hair looks beautiful. It's beautiful.
I got to make sure my hair is done that day. I had to get my hair did.
What does your wife call it? Hipster in the front, party in the back?
I think it's all hipster.
She said it. It was hipster in the front.
Hipster
in the
back. In the front?
Yeah, because of the
poker in the back?
Because of the beard.
Oh, okay. My beard's not that big yet.
It's growing in.
Yeah?
Yeah. Trying to rival Kevin Smith there is what you're trying to do, aren't you?
Maybe. So, let's talk about your sort of your workcation?
My workcation?
Your workcation to Vegas.
Yeah. I went there for the NAB conference, which for a lot of people who don't know what that is the National Association of Broadcasters, and it happens every year in Las Vegas, and we have a big conference there, and I was there for ICANN. And
I know you can, but what were you doing there?
No, that was the name of the company. It's ICANN. And
ICANN Corp.
ICANN Corp, I should say. And it was cool, man. We went out we worked during the day on our feet all day, and then went out and had really expensive food at night.
I saw that the Caesar's buffet.
Yeah, I probably gained like 10 pounds.
Probably just on the dessert, right?
Well, that dessert, they have fresh made crepes for you. Like, they make it right in front of you.
That's because y'all came in. That's why there's fresh-made creeps.
Creeps or crepes?
Okay.
You know, riding limos everywhere we go because we're, you know, living the rock star life for a momentary part of
time.
Then
you come back to work.
Yeah, then I come back to work on Tuesday. I'm like,
But you stayed longer because the event was from, like, what? You came there on Saturday?
Yeah, I got there on Saturday. The event went all the way till like, Thursday at noon is when it was over.
You had to pack up and do all that stuff.
Yeah, and we didn't finish packing up till like, maybe 7 o'clock at night. And then afterwards, we were kind of free to do whatever the hell we want. And I decided to stay until Sunday. And thank God I did, because I heard you had horrible weather here.
I heard that some of the flights coming back that night and then Friday morning were pretty horrendous.
Yeah. So,
this past weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had hail. We're over my house. It was
Friday. Yeah. There was hail, yeah.
So I'm glad I stayed in Vegas where there was just, you know, dust storms.
What did you do when you stayed? What were you on your agenda?
The first two nights, I didn't really do much except, like, you know, the casino, strip club, party stuff. And then on Friday and Saturday, I really wanted to go to a show. I'd never been to a Vegas show before. And all the shows I wanted to go to were blacked out. Like, I wanted to go to Penn & Teller, and I wanted to go to maybe
Chris. You mean blacked out?
Like, they're off.
Oh, okay. They're off season or something.
Or off for a week.
Okay.
And Penn & Teller were out. And
that's because he's busy losing a lot of weight.
I guess so. And then Chris Angel was out.
Yeah.
Well, he's Greek. So I gotta you know, represent. Plus,
Chris Angelicus?
And yeah, it's Christopher Angelicus or something like that.
Is it really?
Yeah.
All
right. And what else? Oh, and his new show is like produced by Cirque du Soleil, so I was kind of interested.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either until I was there. I was like, all right, I'm kind of more interested now. I can deal with his lisp for a little bit.
He has a lisp?
He has a horrible lisp.
I hate people that have lisps.
Really? That's kind of...
I hate people that put the letter S in the word lisp.
They did it on purpose to point you out really quick.
They should have spelled it L-I-T-H-P. That's lisp. How we pronounce it.
Lisp?
Yeah.
With that being said, I saw Cirque du Soleil's Arcana. I think it's what it's called.
Was it good?
It was really good.
I've seen one Cirque du Soleil show, and that was... I can't remember the name of it, but it was the one that's permanent at Disney World.
Really? They have a permanent Disney World Cirque du Soleil show?
Yeah, downtown Disney, they have a permanent... building.
Cool.
Is it
a good show?
It was fun, yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Nice. Well, Zarkana is really cool. It's like a resurgence of like old school carnival stuff. So they did a lot of like old school carnival tricks. Like the wheel, two dudes on the inside the wheel and it's turning around and stuff.
That's cool.
But they did it with like, you know, Cirque du Soleil flair.
Yeah. I want to see Love, the Beatles Love when I go.
I was going to go see that. However, the tickets were 100 something bucks and I'm like, not going to do it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's pretty expensive.
Yeah. I got a pretty sweet deal. I got the Cirque du Soleil and David Copperfield.
David Copperfield.
I did. I wanted to see a magic show.
Copperfield?
Copperfield.
Copperfield?
Yeah.
How was David Copperfield?
He was really, really good up to a certain point. Like, it got a little...
Old and grumpy?
Nah.
Although, fuck this trick.
Although he did make some racist jokes every now and again that I thought was hilarious.
Did he really?
Yeah. But he's not old and grumpy. But he was good. He did do some shit I couldn't explain, but a lot of the tricks I kind of figured out. But it was fun. It was cool. I got both of those for like 60... No, 100 bucks each almost.
Each?
Oh, no, like altogether as a package. It was like 120-ish. Right. So it was like 60
something. Did you go by yourself?
I went with a friend of mine, Julio.
Okay.
Julio Ramon.
I bet the people that sat behind him were not happy.
Oh, no, we were all good.
He's a tall dude.
He is a very tall guy.
Tall drink of water, is that how you say it?
He's heard that. So if I wish I had a dollar for every time I heard that standing next to him.
Right. They do say that in Texas.
Well, they found out that we're from Texas, and all the girls go like, oh, you must be a tall drink of water.
Don't you hate that when you're out somewhere and you're from Texas and people want to say our sayings, you're just like, stop, no, don't do that.
And I didn't ever realize that I have an accent. Apparently, I do.
Yeah?
I have
one, too. I know.
Apparently, I have a Texas accent.
So have you been to Vegas before?
This is my third time being to Vegas.
Third time. All with work, huh?
The first time I went was for work. Second time was for a renewal of vows. My girlfriend's aunt was renewing her vows.
Oh.
And that was fun.
Did you go to Fatburger?
I saw Fatburger.
Oh, Fatburger's good.
I was going to go to Fatburger, but I was already feeling fat as it was, and then the fat burger in the title didn't entice
me
to go
more. They have turkey burgers there, sir. I had one the last time I was in the one in L.A.
Okay.
They have turkey burgers.
I did go to Hershey World. Hershey World is awesome.
That's after you ate the buffet.
No, it was the next day.
Okay. The next morning.
Well, yeah, literally.
I think I have been to Hershey World. It's over by...
It's by New York, New York.
Yeah, yeah. It's on the other side over by the MGM.
Yes.
They still have the big arcade over there? I remember they had that Steven Spielberg arcade.
I don't think so. I didn't see it, at least.
Okay.
But
I haven't been in like 10 years, so...
I spent about 9 days. It was 8 days, 8 nights, and... Nine days, 8 nights. Am I saying that right? Yeah that sounds right.
That's a long time.
That is a very long time for Vegas. Like,
did you miss your girlfriend?
Well, besides that, I mean, like, fucking almost 10 days in Vegas felt like a month.
Yeah.
Like, me and Julio were, like, chilling and sitting down. I was like, man, it feels like I've been gone forever. And I knew going back to work was just going to be... slow and painful process.
Yeah, and the next day you'll have a big meeting about it.
Yeah,
we had sitting in on.
Then we had a 5-hour meeting about the meeting.
Yeah, pretty much.
But that's neither here or there. There are some cool things about Vegas. I want to go back again and see some more shows.
I would like to see some more shows.
If I go again, I definitely want to do some outdoorsy stuff, like go out in the desert and stuff like that. Because I got invited to go with the cars.
Go kart?
No. In the desert. Or something.
Oh, like Dune Buggies.
Dune Buggies, yeah. Thank you.
ATV?
Yeah, ATV and or Dune Buggies.
Yeah.
I got invited to go, but I couldn't go because work. And it really crushed my spirit.
Did you go to any cool parties while you were there?
I went to the Black Magic party. I saw some new Black Magic cameras.
That's racist, sir.
Why is that racist? That's racist.
Because magic should be for all colors.
It is. It just happens that this magic's black.
It's the name of a company, actually.
Yeah, it is a name of a company.
They make
I'm not trying to
cameras
be racist.
And all this kind of stuff.
I am not trying to be racist. What else? Oh, I went to Digital Bolex party.
Yeah?
Which was like a little tiny hotel party, but it was fun nonetheless.
That's cool. Met some
really cool people there. I even pitched Metal Geeks to a couple of people, and they seemed interested. Hopefully they'll listen. Who knows?
Awesome.
If you are, what's up, peeps?
What's up, people? Party people.
Party peoples. Carrie says what's up.
What's up? That sounds like a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, and that was my little trip in a nutshell. It was fun, but I was glad to come back home.
No, that's you in a nutshell.
No.
That's an Austin Powers reference if you don't...
This is me in a nutshell.
So, while you're in Vegas, what have you been up to, Mark?
Well, I have a 7-week-old at home, so we've been up to...
That's sort of like going to Vegas.
Yeah, it's a newborn. It's a new adventure every day. He was born March 5th, and we're happy about that. And so we now have two boys. And
what's his name?
Wyatt. And... So we have a Wyatt and a Michael now, and so that's actually been a lot of what I've been up to, and doing my thing with my podcast and getting ready for Conclues also.
Wait a minute, your podcast?
Yeah.
Where can people find your podcast at?
Well, you can find my podcast
at...
Yeah.
I was lied to. You told me he was a nobody.
I pretend to be a podcaster, at least.
You're
good.
We're just kidding, man.
TrustMeIMAJedi.com.
Now, you've had that site for a long time.
Yeah, I started in 2009, just to have something to do. I never really had a reason for it.
Do you have a patent on that phrase?
No, but George Lucas, if you're listening, just don't sue me.
I saw a thing on patents. It's a pretty rough deal for patents, man.
It's funny because I've had a couple of people have asked me that, and I'm just like,
you could patent that.
Probably. Hey, the domain was available, so.
There you go.
Figure that
how
was
long
good
did
enough.
You have, how long have you had that domain?
Actually, we just went to a .com about a year ago, so.
Wow, and it was available?
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yeah,
Trust me, I'm a Jedi.com.
Yeah.
So how excited were you for the new Star Wars trailer?
Pretty excited. I mean...
Are we going straight into that?
Well, I mean, his name of his show is Trust Me, I'm a Jedi.
Well, the name of the show is the Rebel Radio Podcast, which is Star Wars influenced, too. And
see?
Which...
I don't know you like Star Wars at all,
no,
man.
No, not at all. You know,
I would have never guessed that from the title of his website.
And the reason I used that name was I actually... used to play Star Wars Galaxies, you know, the online game.
Yeah.
And
there was an online game?
Back before podcasting was the thing, people were doing internet radio.
Yeah, that's right.
Streaming. And we did an internet radio streaming show from a group of Star Wars Galaxies people, and we called it Rebel Radio, so I just sort of kept the name when
so
I did
So tell
the
me
podcast.
About the podcast.
It's just comics and movies and entertainment news and things like that, mostly.
And Star Wars.
And Star Wars. And even...
pretty heavy emphasis on Star Wars.
Yeah, it's you know, we just kind of talk about what's going on in the world of things that are geeky and science fiction. And
made sure you 86 Jar Jar Binks out of
Yeah, there. And we like to do lists a lot. We'll talk about, like, our favorite action films and things like that. We kind of try to do some themed episodes. And,
okay, cool.
And we're still, honestly, it'll be a year in May since we kicked it off, and we're still finding our groove, so to speak.
Right
and,
on.
You know, and we just have fun with it. It's very grassroots style, and as you know, we're all best friends that do it, and we do an episode about bi-weekly about right now.
What made you get into podcasting?
It was you, Carrie.
It's kind of true.
You're the candlelight in the dark.
I met Carrie probably about a little over a year ago. I want to say it was like January, because I remember being cold outside when we had a Comicpalooza meeting, and I had been trying to get a podcast started for Comicpalooza for a while, and then and Carrie was just like, just do your own podcast. And I was like, yeah, that's a good idea. And he has kind of been my mentor in this, and in a way, learning the ways of the podcast force, so to speak, from Carrie. And it was really kind of why I was like, you know, he's right. Because we had talked about bringing the radio show back, me and my friends. And then when I met Carrie, I'm like, you know, we should just bring it back as a podcast. And that's what we've done. And I just, you know, follow Carrie around and learn from him. Sometime.
So you're like the original fanboy for Carrie.
Yeah, I probably could be.
I'm just kidding. Don't listen to me.
Don't make it creepy. No.
I'm just kidding.
Or is it too late for that?
It's a little too late already. I'm okay with that, though.
Yeah. And so that's what the Rebel Radio Podcast is all about. Trust me, I'm a Jedi.com.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
So should we jump straight into it now, or?
Let's make that Kessel run. Want to do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Trying to come up with a really bad segue.
Well, should we even explain how we why we did the opening of our Bill and Ted theme?
We'll get to that.
Oh, okay. All
right. We'll get to that in our comic book section.
You're breaking my heart now.
I'm sorry.
That's all that's happening right now.
Let's talk about the brand new Star Wars trailer.
Dun 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 dun.
Because we're home.
We are home.
Wait, you have to do it right. You have to go. We're home. There you go.
It's y'all so fucked up, man. Why you gotta be so hard on?
I'm not. Maybe his foot was just in pain.
That's right. He did hurt his foot on that.
He broke his foot on the door came down on the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, that's gotta suck. You gotta imagine how heavy.
Remember in the first Star Wars movie when the door came down on the stormtrooper's head?
Yeah,
that's what it did to his foot.
See, he was wearing a helmet.
And that's what caused him to crash the plane later.
He couldn't feel his foot.
It's all Jar Jar Abrams' fault.
I'm sorry, Harrison Ford, if you're listening. Although you're probably not, but I love you.
Chewie. All right. Let's talk about... We haven't talked about the trailer yet because we haven't convened for the podcast.
Well, it happened over the week, right? Yeah, like over Sunday?
About a week ago.
Last Saturday?
Last Thursday. Thursday, yeah. The first day of celebration.
I didn't see it till Saturday or Sunday, so...
It got me in the feels.
Yeah. It was the first trailer that hit back in December. I think everyone had like, okay, this looks cool, but they were still, I think, on the fence. Can J.J. Abrams pull it off? And they're still getting the prequel taste out of their mouth. And I think this new trailer, I think, has raised the bar, so to speak.
Has it like solidified your...
Well,
like,
I haven't dropped the bar on his foot. That's
well, what, I'm... Sure. To start, I'm one of the few people that doesn't hate on the prequels too much. I just take them for what they are.
Well, and you're just saying that because you have a Star Wars themed show.
No, it's just me, and I do tend to be a J.J. Abrams fanboy in a way. I've liked almost everything he's done. I'm one of the few people that thought the ending of Lost was fine. I don't know why people.
Hey, me too.
The ending of Lost.
Hey, man,
I didn't have a problem with the ending.
I'm right here with you. Hey,
I liked the ending of it too.
Don't listen to him. He's a liar.
No, I liked it.
And as
I'm
far
agreeing
as,
with you. Shut up.
He's lying to you. Don't listen to him.
As far as Abrams,
what is Lost?
As far as Abrams films, I think Super 8 was great.
I love Super 8.
I think Mission Impossible 3 is the second best.
I liked
it
up to the end.
I think Brad Bird did better with Mission Impossible 4 than he did with 3, but I still like 3.
Well, I think he revamped the Mission Impossible series because it was pretty much dead after Mission Impossible 2 because that movie was shitty.
We could argue all day about that. I like John Woo, but we won't.
I like John Woo too. Don't get me wrong. The killer.
Are you a Woo girl?
I'm a Woo boy.
Woo boy?
Yeah. But I mean, the killer is one of my all time favorite movies. Mission Impossible 2 was not good.
I don't know. I like it. But, you know, with that being
ballet
said...
Ballet with motorcycles does not work, bro. I'm sorry.
But
you know my biggest contention with the Mission Impossible movies? Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, yeah, figures. He doesn't like Tom Cruise. Although you have his hairstyle right now, so why...
I do not have
his hairstyle.
He does for Mission Impossible,
right now,
too.
I do what?
For Mission Impossible, too.
Yeah, you got the Mission Impossible 2 haircut going.
Ethan Hunt haircut.
Better cut my hair now?
You better just shave it. Oh, but wait, he has that haircut, too.
No! Maybe I look like him from Tropic Thunder.
There you go.
Get that haircut.
But but obviously, that Abrams saved Star Trek, and now that I don't think Star Wars needs saving, because I don't think the prequels totally destroyed Star Wars.
Do you think JJ is the right choice for the Star Wars?
Yeah. I think he's the perfect choice.
He's only doing this one movie, though.
Yeah, and that's...
I think that's even cooler.
Did you watch the live stream from the panel that JJ and...
No, I didn't
Kathleen,
get to see that.
Kathleen Kennedy did?
Yeah.
He basically, he told her no at first.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she finally convinced him to come on, because...
What's she telling him? Star Trek looked just like Star Wars?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much was, if you think about it. Star Trek is awesome. I love those two movies. Well, hold on. I don't love them. I like them a lot.
Yeah, I like them. I'm not a Star Trek guy. I never have been.
Yeah,
so.
Me neither. I like Star Trek 2, Wrath of Khan, because it's like the most action-packed of all.
Khan!
That too. And it's
a month away from Khan!
Any more Khan puns before you...
Are you going to the Khan?
What do you call a police officer in England?
What?
A constable? Okay. That's it. That's all I got.
Wow. He reached for that one.
I did reach for that one.
But yeah, Star Trek movies that J.J. Abrams, they had a heavy feel of Star Wars in
it.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. So, I do think he is a perfect choice. And it's disappointing he's not going to do all three.
He'll come back for one more.
Yeah, there's been rumors floating around that he'll sign him for 9. You know, of course, Rian Johnson's doing 8. And I did love Looper, but I haven't seen enough from him to convince me that...
What? You haven't seen...
Well, he did do the two, arguably the two best episodes of Breaking Bad ever.
And he did Brick. And he did...
I need to rewatch Brick. I guess Brick...
I did see that.
You know. I love... Rian Johnson's one of my favorite...
He's doing episode
like,
8, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's slated to do 8.
Right.
The guy who did Godzilla is going to be doing the first spinoff movie, which is called Rogue One.
Rogue One. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, I've got some thoughts on that coming up later. But
they announced the plot and the storyline and everything for that movie already.
But talking about The Force Awakens, no, I think JJ is the perfect choice in this new trailer, getting to see Luke's hand and his narration and handing the lightsaber, which is his lightsaber from Empire Strikes Back.
That's the one he lost when he lost.
How does he find it? No one. I want to find that out.
I mean, it's all speculation now, you know, rumors on the internet about what the plot's about, you know.
I don't want to know.
No.
I don't
want
to know.
And that's why we're going to keep that. Our listeners can look that up if they want.
For me anyway.
You know.
What?
The whole spoiler from last time?
Oh. Well, yeah.
And
you don't care.
And then, you know, and this, it looked like the young actors they picked just from the trailer alone, it looks like they can act well.
Yeah, I like that dude. He was in one of my favorite movies from
Attack the Block.
Yeah, Attack the Block a few years ago.
Boyega. Yeah, that was a good movie.
I liked the movie a lot.
Yeah.
I wish that director would make some more stuff. I haven't seen him make anything else yet.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and then John Boyega, I think that's how you say his name.
Boyega.
And he was also in the last season they did of 24, and he was excellent in that.
Yeah,
too.
I do remember him in that. Yeah. He was like the pilot thing.
Oh, okay.
And, flying the drones.
And, you know, so it seems like their casting choice has been good. And then of course, the money shot at the end of the trailer with Han Solo and Chewbacca. I mean...
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry, but I mean...
Cried.
If it didn't...
I got a little verklempt.
It caught me in the feels a bit, yeah. You know, it was cool. I know.
How many times have you seen it since it came out?
Probably like 15 times.
Yeah.
You know?
Almost as much as McConaughey's seen it.
He can't get enough.
He can't.
Every time he hugs that screen, he just replays it.
And last year, I think when they announced that the original cast was going to be in it, some people kind of like, oh, that's cool, but aren't they a little old? Everyone's worried about what Carrie Fisher looks like, but
she looked fine when she was on the live stream.
I saw some pictures of her,
and then like a beluga whale.
And then you know, Mark Hamill recently appeared in The Flash, and he looked fine. And then once you saw Han Solo and Chewbacca at the end,
he doesn't look that old.
I think all your feelings about that went away. You're like, oh, that's just fucking cool, just to see the original guys
back
in there.
The costume,
yeah.
I'm just surprised that Peter Mayhew can stand to wear that costume.
Yeah, I'm wondering how much it's actually him, or if they use some stunt guys. Because he
can barely walk.
Yeah, at Compalooza, he had trouble getting around.
Well, he had a hip replacement.
Yeah,
right?
A couple years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago. Yeah.
He'll be at Comic Closer this year as well. So we'll actually have a cast member from Episode 7, from Force Awakens. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
If only people could see my face right now.
You're not a big Chewie fan?
I love Chewie.
I've met Peter a few times. He's actually really nice, but I can't really understand a thing he says half the time when I've talked to him. You know, and that's just his accent. You know.
He has like a ranch or something here in Texas.
Yeah, up near Dallas, I believe.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Heard that on the radio one time.
So, another big news, Rogue One, did you see the teaser for it?
They have a teaser already?
Yeah, it's bootleg, but yeah, I did see it.
What's the teaser?
It's just basically like, with an X-Wing that's flying over...
like a forest planet.
Like a forest planet.
Oh, so nothing too exciting.
Nothing too exciting, no.
Gotcha.
But they announced the plot of it. Basically, it's the plot of...
I know the plot, yeah.
What? What's the plot?
I know the plot.
What is it?
Tell us the movie.
Tell us.
I will tell you the movie. You want me to tell you how it goes down? I'll tell you how it goes down. You ready for this?
Yes.
It's about to go down. I don't know the plot. Tell me the plot.
Damn it! So it's basically the story of how the Death Star plans got stolen.
See, I knew that was a plot.
How many Bossons died trying to get those plans?
So is it like a heist movie?
Millions.
It's a heist movie. It is.
Yeah. There will be no Jedi in it at all.
No Jedi.
Is George Clooney going to be in it?
No.
Is Matt Damon going to be in it?
Brad Pitt will.
Nice.
But, you know, it's because they're talking about it during the live stream and all that kind of stuff. It's these secondary, what are they calling these movies?
It's called anthology.
Anthology films. Movies. They
this
play,
is like a one-off movie, though, right?
Yeah, it's one of the, what they're calling anthology. It's still canon.
I mean, but, we all know how it ends.
Yeah. But this is the story. It's going to be, it's cool, but they don't have to use the main characters. They can create these little side stories of auxiliary characters and make really cool stories out of it.
They couldn't do it normally, you know?
Yeah.
But they keep ruining the opportunity to do the movie I always wanted.
Boba Fett?
That's number two movie.
Now, who says Boba Fett is not going to be in this movie?
Right.
I didn't say that.
He has to be.
Hopefully.
But my movie that they need to make, and I know it's in there, and it's probably in the plans. They're just holding it for like a rainy day kind of deal. When Han met Chewie.
Right. Well, see, I'm kind of the opposite.
Are they going to go to like a diner and Chewie's going to do a fake orgasm?
Yes.
Well, that's when Harry met Sally. Sorry.
It works just the same.
They can just take that same plot and put Han and Chewie in that movie.
I will still watch it.
See, I'm the opposite on that idea. When I first heard about these one-offs last year, I thought that here goes Disney doing too much, you know? And then when I heard that the idea was like Rogue One with...
Disney do too much? I never heard of that.
I like the idea if they do plots like the Rogue One or if they did a Bounty Hunter movie, but I'm one of the few people that I don't want to see prequels of the characters that we know because like we don't need to know where Han Solo came from or why he met Chewie because it's just cool. That's that science fiction mystery.
You just put that
not
stuff,
knowing why.
Put that stuff into a book like they've had before and then just retcon that shit. So it doesn't matter.
And do you really want to see like Jay Courtney play Han Solo or some crap that they would cast like that? That's what scares me about it.
I would rather see Bradley Cooper.
Well, I know. I'm just throwing out.
I think Bradley Cooper would be the perfect young Han Solo.
And that's just what scares me about,
not Chris Pratt.
Not Chris Pratt. No, he's too goofy.
And he's already doing everything.
It's true.
He's too goofy. We saw the Jurassic Park trailer. He's too goofy.
But he's it's a Disney movie, so we need a goofy.
Give me your hands.
No. No slappy.
And, and that's my thing. I don't want to see... me personally, I just don't want to see prequels of a young Luke and a young Han with different actors.
I don't need to see Luke, but they never touch on Han, and that's one thing I've always wanted to see. I think.
What about how Han met Lando?
That'd be cool. Because
I watched the... on the StarWars.com, the stream, I watched the panel with... Billy Dee Williams.
Was he like out of it as always?
A little bit. He's something weird about him, but
too much drugs.
They asked him, James Earl Taylor was the guy that did, most of all the hosting from the big panel room. And he's like, and he was sort of upset that he wasn't, he sort of alluded that he's not in this movie, basically.
Who, Lando?
Yeah, I've read a few interviews where he seems pissed that he didn't get invited to be in The Force Awakens. Yeah.
I'm kind of glad he's not. Have you seen him lately?
Yeah, last year at Compalooza, and he could tell he wasn't at his table a lot. He kept walking off. He was hardly there for the assigned hours he was supposed to be. And
oh, really?
Some people said he was very sick. So I don't know. Maybe it was last year.
Maybe.
It was the same thing about, it happens a couple years, about 3 years ago, we had Michael Biehn. Same thing. Michael Biehn was not at his table a lot, but you could tell he was sick. He looked like he was running a fever that year at Compalooza.
Really?
Who's Michael Biehn again?
Terminator.
Colonel Hicks.
Oh.
Yeah.
I forget. I wouldn't talk I forget to him. He's very nice. Name.
He just looks sick.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't want to catch what he has, probably. No. Might send you in the future.
That's true.
So
we'll talk about that trailer later, too. But yeah, Rogue One's coming out. You know, the biggest thing I was most excited for from Star Wars Celebration? Battlefront.
Oh, it wasn't all the people dressed up as bad version of Leia?
No, I didn't see many of those.
Really? You didn't see all the bad slave Leias?
They did have the big
Leias?
Picture of all the slave Leias in front of the big Jabba.
Yeah, but Battlefront looked pretty freaking cool.
I know a lot of it wasn't gameplay. They said it was actual gameplay footage. Right.
I didn't look like it. It looked like all cinematic stuff.
But I'm a huge fan of Battlefront. I love that game.
Mm.
One of the scenes from the movie trailer looked like a screenshot from Battlefront. When everything was blowing up in one of the bases and you saw a dude flip in the air.
Well, that thing in the trailer... Yeah, exactly. I remember what you're seeing talk about. But the crashed Star Destroyer in the trailer, it's you see that story in Battlefront, they said.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. There's like a prequel level or something.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like, that's sort of cool. But they said all the Battlefront right now, the one that's coming out, there's no space battles in it. It's all planet stuff, and it's all original trilogy. It's nothing from the prequels.
Okay, so that's why Darth Vader and Boba Fett are in it.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's cool with me. That's fine. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, and there's been rumors that Battlefront will confirm that Boba Fett's still alive.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. And even because they threw all the Dark Horse comics out the trash.
Blast out of the sand pit?
I guess so.
And there's no single player. It's all online only.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
See, that kills it for me.
There's no single player game, but you could play
no campaign
bot levels and stuff. Yeah.
There's no campaign level?
We don't need it.
I do.
No.
I don't like playing with, bratty teenagers.
I'm with George. I'm one of the few people I buy Call of Duty and I actually play the campaign first.
Well, I do, too. I don't play those. I don't play them online, but if you can just have your friends over and play that way, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. I'm just going to have, keep people, killing me before I even leave the tarmac and, them, put their balls in my character's head for 5 seconds.
Just like your experiences in Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And Halo.
Every single live game out there, because I'm not a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old who has all the time in the world to play video games. I play it for the actual story, experience.
Right.
I agree. But I'm still looking forward to Battlefront.
Cool. Now that you told me it's all online mode, it's kind of killing it for me. But I'll still probably play it.
Yeah.
It's a Star Wars game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Damn it, Lucas. Well, actually, now it's damn it, Disney.
Yeah, I guess Disney or EA still attached to it too, aren't they?
It's being done by DICE, the guys who do Battlefront,
right?
Or Battlefield, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
So, who did the original ones too?
Yeah,
I need to pull those games out. I haven't played those in a long time.
Yeah. I remember Battlefront 2 a lot. I can barely remember one.
I have it on PS2. I still have.
Then they have like a prequel offshoot, like Republic Commandos or something like that, which is hard to find now.
There was one on the PSP.
Yeah,
and the Game Boy maybe.
Yeah, good luck finding a PSP these days.
I still have one.
Do you really?
I do.
I have an original black and white Game Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have one somewhere.
Monochromatic
with the green screen with the green.
There's no black and white about that. It's just monochrome.
Is that what it was? Yeah. That's pretty cool.
With the green LCD screen?
Yep.
So what's next on the agenda?
Are we done with Star Wars? Anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Our Star Wars, another resident Star Wars thing was here.
It was Star Wars Rebels Season 2 trailer.
Okay, so...
If you're not watching the show...
I did watch the trailer. Okay. I'm only at episode 2. I just downloaded everything, and I'm going to watch it. This is my next on my agenda to watch it. I saw the trailer for Season 2, and Darth Vader shows up.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this is... pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, we've preached this on our show that Rebel Radio or that Star Wars Rebels is not just for children.
No.
It's a lot of fun.
I've been watching it like crazy.
And that doesn't mean it's adult or anything, but
you know what I liked about
all generations.
I was watching episode 2 when they first get into the speeder.
Mm-hmm.
The traveling it was like Star Tours.
Yeah.
Because they had the Rex robot who was the original pilot from the Star Tours ride, and they actually got Paul Rubens, Pee Wee Herman, to come back and do the voice of Rex.
Yeah.
Really?
I was like, That's a great tribute to the fucking ride. Yeah. I loved it.
And speaking of Billy D. Williams, Lando appears in the show.
I saw a clip of that during his panel.
And I wonder what it was like directing him.
These are your lines.
Drink another cold 45.
But it's just a hell of a fun...
I don't really want to say my lines.
Just a hell of a fun show, and it feels more like the Star Wars universe than the prequels did in a lot of ways.
From the
music to the sound effects.
Talking about trade routes and political. Right.
Even though Clone Wars was great, you know, like that was probably the best part.
Did you like Clone Wars?
Oh yeah, I thought Clone Wars was excellent. I thought
I never saw Clone Wars all the way through.
Yeah, I mean,
saw the Clone Wars I watched is the one the guy who made Samurai Jack. That's the ones I watched, and those were awesome.
Yeah,
I remember those.
Those were good too. Then Clone Wars was great. I mean, it takes some of the taste of the prequels out of your mouth because it's what Star Wars should have. It's what the prequels should have been. You know, I thought with Clone Wars, and I enjoyed it.
Take it away from George.
Yeah, yeah.
And what? What are you taking away from me?
Not you.
And have fun with
Lucas. The famous Lucas one. Yeah. Huh?
And and to tie it all together,
you get confused all the time.
The Star Wars Rebels season 2 trailer, like you said, Darth Vader in it.
Didn't he make an appearance in season 1?
A couple of brief appearances.
Yeah, I remember him making an appearance.
Okay, I really need to
I just want to see how they work in the Inquisitor into the storyline.
And then I know they brought a Shoko.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
Soko Tano.
Yeah. From
the Clone Wars.
From Clone Wars.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it ties them together since those are the only things that are officially canon now, other than the new Marvel comic books.
And the new books that are coming out.
Yeah, the new novels.
I just picked up, speaking of, they're doing a Lando Calrissian book. Comic book.
It's going to be just like the Princess Leia book, man. No one's going to buy it.
So you can't act anymore, but we're going to write books about you.
It's a comic book.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I did pick up some of the books that are coming out. Everything before now is uncanonized, not canon. But what's coming out now is, and I just picked up Heir to the Jedi, which is a book. It's interesting. I'm like maybe 10 pages into it. It's the first book in the Star Wars series ever written from a first-person perspective.
So it's a comic book or a book?
It's a book.
Oh, a book.
You know, you open, there's like words and stuff. And
I don't know what that is.
Okay. I'll have to show it to you.
Great.
You can use it for more than just open up your door.
What?
Yeah.
Crazy. It doesn't just prop the door open.
But it's written from Luke Skywalker's first-person perspective. Okay. It's very interesting.
From what point of time?
It's right after New Hope.
Okay.
When they're still looking for a new base and all that kind of stuff.
So this is before Hoth.
Yeah, before Hoth.
All right, cool.
Isn't that that Rammstein song? Or is it Duhast?
It's Duhast.
Duhast.
Duhast Mish.
We always take it there, man.
Those guys scare me. I saw them live once.
Did I see them live once.
Yeah, it was like
too.
On the Family Values tour with
That's
Korn
what I saw,
or something.
Though.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of those guys.
Me neither.
No.
Back in 98, right?
Yeah.
Hey, we were at the same concert. Yeah. That was my my first concert.
Was it really?
Yeah.
When 98?
1998.
Damn.
Korn.
When was your first concert?
Korn was there. Incubus was there.
December 93, Nirvana, believe it or not. Saw Kurt 4 months before he died.
I was at the show. Was it the one with
you saw his last US show.
Yeah.
People ask me what it was like. It was kind of honestly boring. You could tell Kirk was out of it at that point. He just sort of stood there and was just going through the motions.
I saw them about 3 or 4 years before when they were touring
much
for
better.
Bleach. What's that place that used to be on Washington? The Vatican.
Yeah.
Yes. The fucking hot box when there's no AC in that place.
Yeah, unless you stood to the back. If you remember, you stood near the bar, it was cool.
Yeah.
But you couldn't go near the stage or you just drenched in sweat.
It was weird. It was a weird design. It was like, you know, you had the floor and you had the stage and then like...
This place sounds like engine room.
No, it was different.
It was bigger. It was almost like an old movie theater or something.
Yeah,
the way it was
slanted.
Yeah.
There was like huge step in the back that went all the way up almost.
Yeah.
And that's where people could stand. It was weird.
Mm. Yeah,
I saw a lot of good shows there. I saw Dead Horse there many times. The Gwar and fucking Nirvana.
And then they changed the name to The Abyss, and it became mostly local acts.
That's what it was. It turned into The Abyss. Yeah.
The Abyss. Yeah.
And it became mostly local.
I do remember that Nirvana show with Shona Knife. Dave Grohl stood up, played drums and guitar at the same time.
The Breeders were there, too. It was two female groups, yeah.
The Breeders.
Yeah, it was the Breeders and Shona Knife opened up.
It was their last splash, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's before he, popped himself, right?
Yeah. Well, Four months before. Yeah, you could tell he just stood there and was going through the motions.
Yeah,
you could
much.
Tell he was out of it at that point. So it was like 3 weeks later, I think he ended up in rehab in Rome or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, oh well.
Yeah. Well, at least we saw Nirvana.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was my
What's your favorite concert ever?
Honestly, it was Rage Against the Machine. I think that's still the best live band I've ever seen.
That's cool.
In their prime, the Battle of Los Angeles album. I mean, before they were fighting with each other and breaking up.
Who the tour was?
I can't remember. It was at the Astra Arena. I know that. Tickets were like $13.
Damn.
Wow.
I remember they did it cheap because they wanted to give back to the fans. It was like a cheap show. And I honestly, it was probably one of the best live shows I've ever seen.
What was that, 2001?
Nah,
or 2000?
Maybe 99, 2000 maybe.
What's your best concert ever?
My favorite concert of all time.
Don't say Run the Jewels.
How do you know I was going to say that?
Were you?
No, I wasn't. Okay. But that was going to be my number two.
What's number one?
It's a tie, man. Because Slayer was pretty fucking awesome.
You saw Slayer?
Yeah, Tattoo of the Earth.
I was at that show.
I know you were.
Yeah. There was a lot of good bands on that show, actually.
Yeah, there was. Sepultura. It was a very good bill.
Slipknot, Slayer.
Yeah, it was my second time seeing Slipknot.
I've seen them a few times in my day.
Man, favorite show. All right, so it's going to be a tie between the Tattoo of the Earth show, which was like a million bands, and then Foo Fighters when they came with the Transplants.
I've never seen the Foo Fighters.
When One by One came out.
I saw them at Numbers.
Really?
A week before the first album hit.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
It was really cool. And it's funny that I say Rage is probably my favorite show because people know me. I'm a huge Pearl Jam fan. I've seen them 9 times. And I've seen some great shows. But I don't know. Something about that Rage show was...
I've only seen Pearl Jam once, and it was in 1990, right after the first album, what's it called?
10.
10 came out. It was Pearl Jam and Soundgarden. And I got hit in the head by Chris Cornell's boot when he was stage diving. I was definitely a pit monger back
then. And since this is Metal Geeks, the best metal show I've probably seen, probably two. I saw Pantera before Philip Anselmo was all fucked up, and it was a really good show. And
he's fucked up.
And that was it was at the Compact Center with White Zombie.
Oh yeah.
But the band was just on that night. Pantera always put on
a damn good show.
And then the other best metal show
have their like musical tapes. Like
musical tapes?
Yeah, VHS. It was a VHS, but it was like the tape of their tour. It was the Cowboys of Hell tour. That was like one of my favorite VHSs.
You know, I have a bunch of footage I cannot release. I used to be friends with their tour guy, their tour manager, and he used to shoot all the video stuff. All the stuff that's on their home videos like that, I have footage that's never been released.
You should sell that.
No, I can't.
Why? And then
I made a promise.
To who? Did you sign anything?
No.
Then it's okay. It's not like Pantera is going to come back together anytime soon.
Right. Well, true, but yeah, I'm not going to do that.
You should hang on to it because one day they'll be looking for that archival footage and you can make money off
it. I have cassettes of...
one day.
Like the original Pantera stuff before like Power Metal. And
when they had the Panther logo and all that?
I have those tapes autographed by the band.
Yeah.
And like, this is before he was going by Dimebag, so he signed actually one Diamond.
Right.
Diamond Earl. It's pretty. I'm never going to get rid of that.
Why would you?
I'm not.
Yeah.
That should be in a safe somewhere.
Was Korn metal before the Skrillex stuff?
Yeah.
Because I saw them. What year did Life of PG come out? 94-ish, 95?
I liked the first couple of albums. I will admit that.
Follow the Leader and Issues.
Talk about hot boxes like the Vatican. Remember the International Ballroom on Main Street?
Oh, yeah.
It was just like a sauna in there. And Korn played there like 5 days before Life is Peachy's came out. There's like 300 people there.
Wow.
And got to see Korn with like 300 people. So that was really cool.
It was a great show. Family Values Tour is when I first saw Korn.
So I'm looking at the lineup for Tattoo of the Earth. So go with me here. We had Slayer.
Yeah.
Sepultura.
Yes.
Hatebreed.
Yes.
Lamb of God.
I don't remember them. I must have gone somewhere at that point.
Head PE, which I used to sort of like them.
I didn't like them, so I skipped
Mudvayne, I never liked
them. I liked them, so I saw them once.
Downset.
Maybe I did see them twice.
Full Devil Jacket.
I used to like Downset.
Amen.
I loved Amen.
Nothing Face.
I don't know who that is.
It's they're good. I interviewed the singer one time, and he was like smoking weed the whole time. You could hear it in a bong. He's like, okay.
That's everybody at Tattoo of the Earth, though.
6 Feet Under. Fucking 6 Feet Under. God,
I don't
damn
even
it
remember that band.
Candiria.
That sounds
familiar.
Fucking
love Candiria. They're like...
kind of familiar.
They're tech metal, but they do like rap songs and a lot of jazz influences and stuff. They're really, really good.
The word rap coming out of your mouth and you saying you like it?
I like some rap, dude.
That is so
you know
not
that
true.
That is true. Seven Dust.
I'm a big Seven Dust fan.
I saw them one time. They were great.
God Forbid. I love God Forbid. Unfortunately, they're no longer around, but we'll get to them in a second. Darkest Hour, All That Remains, Sick of It All, Converge, a bunch of bands I never heard of, Nashville Pussy. But yeah,
actually, we remember that band, Sick of It All. Nashville Pussy.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's before.
I was handed their demo when I was
Kyle Thomas
there.
From Exhorter and now Trouble sang for them for a little bit.
Sick of It All, they seem out of place in that show. I don't know why. They were more punkish. Than
yeah,
they
well,
were
they're
metal.
Definitely.
It was a
hardcore.
Mix. It was a mix.
Yeah, hardcore
at that
punk.
Show.
Yeah.
Like Amen's a
true. And punk Head. Yeah, and Head
band.
PE was kind of that punkish
so,
metal.
Let's talk about our George's segment of the week.
Oh, Jesus,
this is the segment we love to call George Hates Metal. And
it's
the band,
not true.
The band that I picked out for him is a band called Ghost Ship Octavius, which features Van Williams, the drummer from Nevermore, used to be Nevermore, and Matt Wicklund, who used to be guitar player in God Forbid.
Uh-huh.
And it's very, before I get your opinion, it's sort of Nevermore taken into a more prog level. So if you're a fan of Nevermore, you're going to fucking love this band. And if you're a fan of the band Firewind, the singer definitely reminds me of the singer Apollo. And I absolutely love this album. So now
he's
your
looking
turn.
At me with, you better not say anything bad about this album.
Say what you will.
It's giving me the death look right now.
Say what you will, but you know, but know where your bread is buttered.
Oh, between my cheeks.
Ew.
That's
more like jam.
All right, so unfortunately, I didn't get to listen to the whole album because I was busy today. But I did listen to the first three tracks. I was a big fan of the first track and the second track. And the second one's eh. What I will say, I love the music. I think it's great. Singer, I can. There's parts I like, parts I don't. But that's just, you know, my never ending battle of trying to find the right singer for me.
Yeah. All right.
But it's good. I like it. I probably will finish listening to it when
listen
I go back.
Listen to it some more.
I will. It is a good. The first few tracks I heard.
It has a very, very creepy horror vibe to it. In like. It's not a horror-themed album, but it has like this creepy nature to it. I can't pinpoint what it is, but it's really, really good.
I would hope so, with the ghost in the title.
Yeah, exactly. So check out Ghost Ship Octavius. That's George Hates Metal pick of the week.
Pick of the week. So it wasn't bad.
How many horns would you give it?
How many horns?
Five horns.
We can go. Are we doing like each finger is a horn? How are we doing this?
No, you're just doing five horns.
Oh, so each hand is.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd give it a four.
Four horns.
Yeah, I'd give it a four.
Four horns up.
Four horns up, and the other one not so all the way because I didn't finish listening to it. All
right.
I just hope the singer's voice gets better.
Damn it. Let's move back to movies before we go to some other topics. There's been a lot of trailers this past couple weeks.
It's been a busy week.
So
let's talk about
we had Star Wars, we had Episode 7, we had the new Jurassic World, we had Terminator Genesis, we had what else did we have? Looking at
Tomorrowland.
You, Tomorrowland.
Oh, yeah,
I really like
right.
that.
Batman vs Superman. Jesus.
Batman
that's
v Superman.
Probably the next biggest one.
What'd you think? Okay, let's talk about the big problem with all these trailers. Spoilers. They are spoiling the plot of these movies.
If you haven't seen the Terminator Genesis trailer yet, don't. Because it'll
yeah,
do
it
kind of exactly
ruins
that.
The whole movie.
It really
for
does.
Terminator Genesis. They really didn't need to put that in the trailer.
I mean, no.
And it still would have been a good trailer.
And we're not going to spoil it on the show. If you want to go watch the trailer, it's out there, right. And you'll know exactly what we're talking about.
I mean,
I, if you can avoid it, do so. Because the trailer, the first one that we saw, is really all you really needed. They could have added some more action-y shots for the second trailer.
And what they did is they just didn't spoil it. They reiterated that spoiler a few times in the trailer. You're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, if they would have, like, kind of teased it in this trailer and not give it totally away, right. Would have been awesome.
Yeah, I wasn't that pumped for that movie in the first place, and this kind of brought it down even more for me. I'll still see it because it's Terminator. I love the
Terminator.
I just wasn't, man. I just think that... I think it's one of those franchises, if you're going to reboot it, it's mostly Arnold. Leave him out of it. Just reboot the damn thing.
I think this is the they're using his age as a springboard
to hopefully reboot.
To reboot it, and I think what they're doing with this one is kind of a smart idea.
Yeah.
Now with the whole plot twist that they showed in the trailer, I don't know how that's going to work
right.
and what that means.
Yeah.
So what do you think of Jurassic World? We watched that this evening.
I think the first trailer was better.
Yeah, I'm still looking forward to the movie.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it because I love Jurassic Park, although I didn't really like any of the sequels besides the third one. It goes proves to show you that Chris Pratt cannot do serious.
Yeah, I mean, it's got dinosaurs chasing people, so I'll be in the theater watching it. That's enough for me, really.
Yeah, more and more I watch it, more and more I could tell there's not going to be much animatronic robots, dinosaurs.
No.
It's going to be all CG.
Yeah, CG.
Breaks my heart a little.
Yeah, but...
So what else was there? Tomorrowland? I'm looking forward to that. That comes out in about a month.
The new trailer, though, all it did is they showed like a whole fucking scene of the movie.
Yeah, sort of.
I was like, well, damn.
Can I get
some surprise in my life, please?
I picked this up before Tomorrowland.
It's no one can see that, right?
Well, that's why I said the name.
Oh, okay.
I'm showing it to you.
Oh, okay. What is it?
It's basically a prequel book to Tomorrowland.
Like, to the movie?
Yeah, to the movie.
No shit.
Yeah.
And you got that from Half Price?
I got it from Half Price.
You had to let me borrow that when you're done.
I just ripped the skin.
You destroyed it forever.
Yeah, it's written by Jeff Jansen, Jonathan Case,
and Brad Bird,
and Damon Lindelof.
And Brad Bird is directing, Damon Lindelof is a screenwriter.
I think he wrote the script.
That's right. I think they
wrote it together
because they had to base it off of that. But I'm looking forward to reading this. I have a bunch of books I just picked up. I'm a big Disney nerd.
Yeah,
that's why we haven't said that. That's why our other co-host is not here this evening.
Oh yeah,
Dave is not here. Dave is getting ready to go to Disney World on Saturday for like a week. I'm upset.
I want to go to Disney World.
I've never been.
I've never been to Disney World either.
One of my favorite books series right now is a book called The Kingdom Keepers, written by an author named Ridley Pearson. And I just picked up, he had two new books that came out in the series, and I picked them both up at half price.
And what are these books are about?
They're about a bunch of kids that they basically live in Disney at night. They're like hologram type of deal. The whole series.
So Night of the Museum, but in Disneyland?
That's a very good description of it. And
that's
yeah,
what it sounds like.
That's a very good description of it. It's actually, they're a lot of fun. They're young adult written books, but if you're a Disney nerd like me, it satiates, the behind the scenes of being in the parks. You know what I mean? It's pretty cool.
Oh, that's your fun.
Let's talk about some other movie news.
What other trailers came out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, we skipped Batman. We didn't Batman talk about Superman. Batman.
Was
Dawn
that?
Of Justice.
Superman versus Batman. V Batman, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Batman
Justice
v
League
Superman.
Thrown in there.
The giant Justice League prequel.
Yeah.
Or something.
It's the movie to lead into their movie universe.
What'd you think about it?
Well, I don't know. Maybe because it's like they're still trying to like, hey, Nolan's still part of this, but not really. But they're really making this a really dark and broody movie.
It's definitely darker. And
is it like, does everyone fucking hate Superman all of a sudden? Or what's the deal?
I don't know. I've said it before. I'm not a fan of the last Superman movie. I did not enjoy it.
I
did not. It was okay. It was just wasn't very good.
I really liked Man of Steel.
Did you really?
Yeah, I really liked it. It's the Superman movie I finally wanted. Lots of action,
It was good, but there's so many parts that could have been fixed.
I'm still on the hate train.
Don't be on
sipping
the hate
on that
train.
Haterade.
Like, the it's better than Superman Kevin Returns. Costner yeah. is such a good actor who's also going to be at Comic Palooza, by the way, right? Or is that no? Is not true?
No,
that's what I heard.
He was just in Houston. That's probably what you're hearing.
What?
His country band played at the Stafford Center.
That's what I heard. Okay.
That's probably why you heard on the radio. He was
Kevin
like,
Costner.
Yeah, he was in Houston last week. He was at the Astros game, seen down there, and so he was around town.
I live right by the Stafford Center. That's crazy.
Yeah, and he was there the other night playing.
That's what I heard then. But they messed up his storyline so bad. He's supposed to be like the father figure and the man who molded Clark Kent to be the right person. And I think they kind of fumbled the ball a little bit on that. And they also, I really don't care that Superman killed Zod. I think that was a good way to like cut off that storyline. But however, if it pissed off so many people, there are ways to fix it.
Right. And with the new film, I'm a huge Batman fan. He's probably my favorite superhero ever. And, I, like most people, love what Nolan did with the films. And one thing I did get from the Batman vs. Superman trailer is I felt it was a little underwhelming after the Star Wars trailer because that was so cool. I think if Batman vs. Superman came out the day before, maybe I would have liked it a little bit more.
Yeah, they were playing catch-up on
that. Right. But I still
I'm excited to see the movie because, I mean, we can bitch about it, but it's Batman and Superman on the same screen. We're all going to go see it.
Can we talk about Ben Affleck's voice?
See?
Well, if you want to.
You know, I was wondering about that too.
And sounds like a robot.
I was going to get there. One thing I think people agree, I think Affleck, love him or hate him, he looks cool in the suit.
No, he looks good.
He looks badass.
His chin.
He's
his
buffed
butt,
up.
His butt chin looks great.
And I was wondering about the voice, if there's a reason for that when the movie comes out. Like, is he trying to project it? You know, because I thought it was really weird, too.
I don't know.
Or did they film it, then put him through a filter? Because it was kind of odd.
It sounds like they, we don't like the way he sounds. Let's change it really quick.
Someone was telling me they swore they read an interview where Zack Snyder said that Batman's voice will be different than you're used to. Someone said they read that. I don't remember.
They don't want to do the gravelly.
I'm Batman. So. It's hard to judge too much from the trailer. It didn't show us much. You know, it's very much a teaser. Hmm. You know, more so than even Star Wars. It just basically showed that the world's kind of mad over the destruction of Metropolis and whether this guy's a savior or not.
There was like a quick scene where everyone's painted crazy native people in black and white faces, and they're hovering in front of Superman.
Yeah, and how long does this take place after Man of Steel? Because he's got a freaking statue in Metropolis already. It's like, is this somebody several months later?
Obviously, 10 years after.
Yeah,
somebody was able to just spray paint, you know, shit all over it already.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'll see it, but it's not really on my radar.
And I think part of it too is
it's an important movie.
People are so high on the Marvel Cinematic Universe right now because it's already halfway through it. Phase 2 is almost over, and I think people don't know what to make of the DC Cinematic Universe yet.
I don't think they even know yet.
Right. He took the words right out of my mouth.
And apparently Jeff Loeb and Jeff Johns are all working with DC to make it good. So maybe we just have to give it time and see, and maybe it'll start to come together next year.
So the Marvel Cinematic Universe, you just mentioned that. You know what's coming out?
What?
From Disney in the next few years? A lot of damn movies.
Well, yeah, oh, pretty
there's
much
a new Ant-Man trailer too.
Yeah, the Ant-Man trailer actually looks a lot of like.
Yeah,
it
looks much better than the first trailer.
The scene where the train hits him, and then
I kind of laughed at the Thomas the Train. My nephew loves Thomas the Train, so I was like, that's kind of funny.
So there's a bunch of movies coming out from Disney. Should we go over some of these?
Let's go over them. They're pretty much gonna, since Disney owns everything, they're pretty much gonna. World. It's kind of unfair how monopolized they are in the entertainment industry right now.
So. Next week, of course, we have Age of Ultron Avengers. Ooh. And then next month, you have Tomorrowland. And then you have Ant-Man coming out. And then also the summer, Inside Out comes out.
Oh, it does come out this summer.
Pixar film.
Probably
I'm excited for that.
Comes out before Ant-Man. And you have a movie called Bridge of Spies. Then you have The Good Dinosaur later in the year. And then
I want to see that as well.
Winter, you have The Force Awakens. Something called Zootopia. The Finest Hours. The Jungle Book. Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Is that John Favreau's Jungle Book?
Yes, John Favreau.
He's doing the Disney one, yeah.
Captain America, the Civil War, what I guess what they're calling it.
Which they swear is not Avengers 2.5.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
Sure,
BFG, I don't know what BFG is.
I don't know either.
You said Big Fucking Gun.
That's probably not what it means for Disney.
I read somewhere it was supposedly the Big Friendly Giant.
That could be true. I don't know. I don't know much about that movie yet.
Me neither.
Then we have Finding Dory, another movie called Moana.
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 The hell is that?
Disney Moana.
I've seen
previews of some concept art. It looks pretty cool.
What is it?
I don't really know. They haven't really.
Is it like Pocahontas Part 2 or something?
I hope not. Let's see. We also have Pete's Dragon, a remake of that,
and I think it's a live action version.
Yeah. Well, the first one was sort of live action as well.
Had an animated.
Yeah,
dragon.
I forgot about
Doctor
that.
Strange, and then Star Wars Rogue One, Beauty and the Beast.
Rogue One comes out that soon.
Yeah,
a year after Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Wow.
It starts shooting this summer.
Then you have Ghost in the Shell, Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Ghost in the Shell, like the anime.
Yeah.
It's funny. I just watched the anime the other night.
Is that they got greenlit? I thought that was on hold for the longest time.
It's going to be Scarlett Johansson, isn't it?
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson. She said they start shooting next March.
Hmm.
Then we have Star Wars Episode 8, followed by Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Toy Story 4, and then Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, two years from now.
Why?
Why not?
I don't know.
They're filming right now.
I know.
I like Pirates of the Caribbean.
One was fun. Four was okay, but two and three, no.
It looks like some of these are...
I liked one through three, but I didn't like
four. So does Disney own DreamWorks now?
They're helping co-finance because DreamWorks has had some money issues. Oh. And so
How to Train Your Dragon 2 killed them.
Yeah.
Did it really?
And
they didn't make enough money off that movie?
Apparently,
even though it won like some awards.
Apparently, the only animation still in the works for them is Madagascar 4. Everything else is on hold.
Really?
Yeah, because of How to Train Your Dragon 2.
I was not aware of that.
There was supposed to be like a fifth Shrek, which they've now put on hold.
There's supposed to be a Kung Fu Panda 3, yeah. Which is on hold.
Wow.
And
so Disney's picking up the slack and giving them money.
That's Spielberg's company. He'll be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And Ghost in the Shell is probably going to be quite an expensive film, so I imagine DreamWorks needs some help.
Wait, that's a DreamWorks movie?
Yeah, that's the way. I know the image Carrie was looking at on the internet because I saw it today too, and it had DreamWorks above.
Yep.
Ghost in the Shell.
So did what? There's another movie on here, Bridge of Spies.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
I don't know either. It's funny.
Comes out this year though.
It's funny because I just watched. I just picked up the 25th anniversary Ghost in the Shell Blu-ray. And just watched it like 2 weeks ago, and it still
the
holds
movie,
up.
The movie, not the, yeah, the TV movie. Show.
But it's funny, it's the 25th anniversary of when the anime came out, and they put that on the Blu-ray. But the movie's only been out since 95.
Because
it came out when I was a senior. I remember this because I was a senior in high school. It was the first anime to ever be released simultaneously around the world at the same time. Because the idea with Ghost in the Shell was try to bring anime to the masses because of the success of Akira and stuff. And,
I liked Akira.
And Ghost in the Shell still holds up well. They're going to have to maybe streamline a little bit, I think, for mainstream audiences. You know,
I don't think Disney's going to go through all that nudity.
And some of the hacker, ghost in your mind stuff, I think American audiences, you might have to be a little more straightforward with it.
What do you guys think of the casting announcement of Olivia Munn as Psylocke?
Good?
I'm okay with that.
I like Olivia
Munn.
I'm not going to complain, yeah.
She's eye candy.
Yeah.
I think she's hot.
She's the only naked person in Magic Mike.
I don't know if she can really act or not, but...
She's a good actress.
Is she, though?
I mean...
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she is. You're just saying that because you like her boobs.
Yeah, she is.
Do you really have to act that bad much, though, to be Psylocke? As long as you're kicking stuff.
Right, I guess.
She kicks high.
Yeah.
Now, is that part of the Deadpool's universe kind of deal?
It's all the Fox stuff is going to be all together in the same universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of cinematic universes... Transformers number 18, whatever it's called.
What?
They're going to try to develop a universe.
They're a universe of Transformers? They're
developing
a
universe.
Reboot the whole thing. Or just ignore it.
Because Michael Bay has a hard on for money and won't give it up. Yeah.
I thought they begged.
How can you make a cinematic universe for Transformers? I don't get it.
I don't know. Here's my thing.
G.I. Joe and Thundercats are going to be in the same universe?
Maybe.
That could be cool, though.
I can see G.I. Joe and Transformers in the same universe.
Same movie? G.I. Joe versus Transformers?
Dude, that would be a great mashup movie.
That would be cool.
Would.
It's Michael Bay times infinity.
I try not to be too harsh.
Michael Bay would be out Michael Baying himself.
Yeah.
That'd be really bad.
Meets the Ninja Turtles.
Well, you know how Ninja Turtles and Ghostbusters had a mashup?
Yeah.
That was a great comic.
Yeah. I haven't read it yet.
It's funny,
I read
though.
It, and it's awesome.
I'd borrow it from you.
I'd rather watch Bay's Transformers, though, than that new Ninja Turtles movie.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I took my son to see it. When I saw it in theaters, I liked it the first time. Then he got it for Christmas on Blu-ray, and I watched it again. I'm just like, wow, this isn't very good.
It's not good.
No. I'd rather watch
it. I hated it when I saw it in theaters.
I try not to be too harsh on the Transformers films, because have you watched the cartoon from the 80s? It's pretty bad, people. It's pretty bad. It's fun because we grew up with it, but the first Transformers film isn't that bad.
I like the first one a lot,
and I actually didn't hate Dark of the Moon. It's 2 and 4. I don't like.
I like Transformers the movie.
Yeah, well, yeah, the animated film,
the animated one.
Yeah, the animated one
came out on my birthday when I was 10 years old.
I was saying the '80s one is what I was trying to say. I said '80s and animated at the same time.
The animated.
And I think Transformers is fixable, but I do think Bay needs to step out and let someone else do it at this point.
I have one little bit of comic book news. I mean, we have Secret Wars coming up, so they're getting ready for that for Marvel. But the new issue of All New X-Men came out today. Guess who came out of the closet?
I saw that on the news that there was supposed to be a character. I don't know.
Out of the five original X-Men.
I don't want to ruin
it. It's one of the original. Yeah.
One of the five original X-Men, which one would you think has come out of the closet?
The gayest.
I would think Iceman.
I don't know.
Yeah, I would be correct.
Everyone jumps to that.
I know.
I guess that's why they did it.
Well, he's cold as ice. He's willing to sacrifice his love.
Not Cyclops or Jean Grey.
I mean, obviously, Iceman can make the best sex toys.
And we all knew Beast was getting his business going, you know, so it had to be Iceman.
Iceman can produce his own sex toys.
He already looks like he's dripped in semen anyway in the comic.
I wasn't going there, but...
He does!
Was he a Navy ship now?
Yes, he was. He had a whole... Well,
I can see that.
They went whole bukkake on him.
The way he was drawn back in the 1960s, yeah.
See?
It's the way he's drawn in the new all-new X-Men.
I haven't looked at it lately.
Yeah, so, it's because it's the original five X-Men. They've come back from the past into our present.
Yeah, because that's not a paradox.
No.
Wow. Marvel lost me when they tried to make the X-Men vampires a few years ago. I was just like, really? What?
Vampires?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, during the Twilight craze, they tried to make
the X-Men
vampires.
See, it's times like these where I'm kind of glad I'm not like tied to just one like Marvel or DC. I kind of float around.
So, yeah. Daredevil.
Are we jumping from that to that? Okay.
I'm only through the seventh episode.
I'm at episode eight now.
I'm on seventh episode right now. I'm still almost to the end of it.
But so I'm ahead of.
I've loved every second of it. Honestly, I mean that's no other way to describe it.
They've already picked it up for season two. Yeah. Different showrunner.
Yeah, they changed the showrunner because he had commitments to something else.
Right. But if this is the way they're all going to be. I'd say make everything on Netflix.
Yeah, because I've read most of Frank Miller's run back in the day, and I read when they rebooted it with Joe Quesada and Kevin Smith. I read all the way through most of Brian Michael Bendis's run, so I'm a pretty big Daredevil fan. And
I tried reading some of the most recent stuff. I'm not a big fan of the most recent stuff.
The Mark Waid stuff?
Yeah.
It's different.
The only small
beef... It's too lighthearted.
Yeah, it's too lighthearted for Daredevil.
The only small beef I have with the show is I felt Yurik was a little bit older than he should be, maybe.
Who?
The reporter that ends up working with Matt Murdock.
Yeah.
Because in the book, he's more about Murdock's age. They made him a little bit older for the TV show. And if this is an origin story, Yurik should have maybe been a little younger.
Well, but he's also a different color, too.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter, no.
But I like how they brought Ben Yurik into the show because I didn't think they were going
to
do that.
And y'all have all seen the episode right up to where
Scott Glenn
where they meet Stick, right?
Yeah. And anything with Scott Glenn, I love. The guy's awesome.
So he was a perfect choice for Stick.
Absolutely.
So who do you guys think is the guy in the long hair and the scars on his back that Stick is talking to at the end of the episode?
I don't know.
I don't know yet either, but I'm going to total speculation that it's going to lead into the second season where we get some of the ninja stuff from Daredevil and eventually Bullseye and Elektra and all that.
I was thinking that has to do... Well, I think they're going to tie Elektra to Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
I think that's how they're going to do it. Since it's all one universe now...
Just waiting for the Defenders.
And aren't they introducing Iron Fist in the Jessica Jones TV show before or Luke Cage is going to be
Luke Cage will be in Jessica Jones.
Before he goes on his own show. Because it's Luke Cage, Iron Fist... Jessica Jones, Daredevils, right? The four shows?
Yeah, it's going to be AKA Jessica Jones.
Yep.
And then it's going to be the Iron Fist show. And I don't think Luke Cage is getting
Luke Cage has his own show.
I thought
he was.
I think he does.
He's appearing in AKA. He leaves that show and ends up in the Iron Fist show.
No, but there is going to be a Luke Cage show.
Yeah,
really?
I think it was. There's four shows total.
And then Defenders as well.
What you were saying...
That's what I thought the fourth show was going to be Defenders, what I thought.
The fifth one.
But what you were saying about, don't you wish everything be on Netflix? Absolutely, because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I got bored with.
I'm liking it now.
See, everyone says the second season is better.
It's really good.
Now that it's almost over, I'm going to wait till it hits Netflix to watch it, you know, because I'm too far behind.
On demand it, bro.
That's true. I didn't think about that. I always forget it. I actually honestly do sometimes forget I have on demand and can watch stuff now. I'm kind of old school like that.
But
I missed it live. Oh, man. Oh, wait a minute. Never mind. Yeah. Who cares?
It's like I can't watch it now.
I saw the DVR. Wait. I forget it's.
I only have like five other ways to watch it now.
Yeah,
Netflix or Hulu or on demand or
Amazon,
iTunes or
iTunes.
My refrigerator.
Your refrigerator.
A toaster oven.
Your toilet.
Toilet.
But yeah, Marvel should, do it all on Netflix.
So what do you
if your toilets had built-in TV shows into it, your butt would hurt because you would never get up.
People would never leave the restaurant.
That's why people have iPads.
It's true. That's why, yeah. Never borrow my iPad.
That's why I have an iPhone.
What were you going to say, Mark?
Oh, no. I was just saying I agree with you. They should do everything on Netflix.
It's really, really fucking good. I mean, it's getting so much praise, and it's definitely worth it.
Yeah. And I like the idea of being able to watch a show at my own pace. Like this, you know, I've been watching The Flash this season, and some of the waits in between episodes when they take 4 or 5 week break is like, oh, you know.
Okay, so episode two, the end shot, we're in that the hallway fight scene.
Oh, the big fight scene.
The
yeah.
long one shot fight scene.
Uh-huh.
It's fucking masterful.
That was awesome.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful filmmaking.
I think it was chaotically awesome.
It was really, really good.
Yeah.
Very.
It's like, that's my second favorite long shot. My first one, of course, is Goodfellas.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what about Children of Men in the car? That's a great long shot.
Never saw that.
Yeah. What about the Children of Men in the very end
too? Yeah. They had two long shots in the film. Yeah.
Or
I haven't.
Boogie Nights.
Yeah. Where they're going through the house. Yeah.
Or Magnolia.
And
or any Paul Thomas Anderson film.
I just lost. You said something a minute ago. Now I lost what I was going to respond to.
Oh, I was going to say, what do you guys think of the guy playing Matt Murdock, Daredevil?
Oh, I think he's good. Yeah,
I didn't know if I liked him at first.
Yeah, I did. I wasn't a big fan at first.
I really liked the guy playing Foggy.
Yeah,
he's perfect for that role.
The dude from Mighty Ducks.
And the lady playing Karen is great too. Karen Page.
What's her name from True Blood?
Yeah.
Deborah Ann Wool.
Yeah. She's fantastic. And
the True Blood, the aficionado in the other room.
And it's funny because with some of the female characters, Marvel does a great job of getting them right. Like Gwyneth Paltrow's great as Pepper Potts, and she's just like Karen Page is in the comics. Kind of.
What do you think of Rosario Dawson on the show?
Hot.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Did you ever see Trance?
No, but ever since that one shot, one scene in Clerks 2 when she's dancing on the roof.
Oh, yeah. I tried watching Trance, but I fell asleep during it because I tried watching it later.
Did it put you into a trance?
Yeah, I guess so.
I like Trance a lot because I'm a huge Danny Boyle fan.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to watch it.
And Danny Boyle and her are like a couple or a thing. Mm. I don't know what the hell they are. So somehow or another, he convinced her to go full frontal in that film.
Oh, I'm going to have to put that on my radar then.
So, well, wasn't she full frontal or partially in Alexander?
Yeah, she's partially like full frontal.
Which was a terrible movie. But
in Trance, it leaves nothing to the imagination.
Now I really have to not fall asleep watching it next time.
So let's move on. Let's stay.
Slave driver over here.
Yeah, let's stay with Marvel. There's going supposedly a spinoff from Agents of the Shield. There's a couple of different rumors. The first one. It's going to be Lance Hunter and Mockingbird. Mm-hmm. It's going to be their own series. I could see that working. Mm-hmm. What's her name? Adrian Palicki?
Is it Mockingbird?
Yeah, Mockingbird.
Yeah,
not Mockingjay, right?
No, Mockingjay.
That's Mockingbird.
The girl from Friday Night Lights.
She's Mockingbird.
I love that show.
In the comic universe, she was married to Hawkeye.
Maybe somehow or another, that's going to work itself way into the.
Maybe. You think Jeremy Renner would show up?
Possibly.
If he's shown up for Comic Blue, then why not show up for Agents of
Shield? He said that he would if they asked him.
They need to then.
He should be
the ex, not the other guy.
He's much more he is one of those actors that's much more down to earth with that kind of stuff. I don't think he has such a big head that he wouldn't appear on TV.
Not yet.
He hasn't won it. Well,
he did get nominated for an Oscar.
And his film won an Oscar for The Hurt Locker, so.
And the other rumor is 12 Years a Slave writer. John Ridley has been tapped to do a mystery Marvel TV series.
A mystery?
And,
so we don't even know what it is.
Right. And so it could be the new Miss Marvel.
Like the movie?
The Khan, the young Indian girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's who the rumor is right now.
So this is going to be a TV show?
TV series, yeah. I can see that working.
My girlfriend's reading that series.
It's actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
I've only read the first two issues, but.
My girlfriend says it's good.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I don't know. She also says Captain Marvel's good, too.
Captain Marvel is good.
Mm-hmm.
She must like the Miss Marvel, Captain Marvel stuff.
She does.
Yeah.
I think she likes Miss Marvel a little bit more because there's a cat in it. No, that's Captain Marvel. I think they both have cats in it.
Yeah.
She's a big cat person.
Put a cat in a comic and she's down.
She pretty much. That's why she likes Rocket.
Yeah.
He looks kind of like
a cat. He looks like a cat. That makes sense. Weird cat people.
Yeah, I call her that all the time. It's like, what would you do without me? Be a crazy cat lady.
Let's see, AMC's Preacher is going, and they cast Dominic Cooper, who was Tony Stark's father in all the movies, and as well as Agent Carter.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how to feel about that show yet.
Yeah, I didn't read the book, and I just know it's extremely violent, even more than The Walking Dead, so I wonder how it'll translate.
Yeah. You
know. Also, Seth Rogen is behind it.
Yeah. You don't like Seth Rogen?
Dude, I can't stand that guy.
I think he's... I think he's all right. I just... As a creative, like, person, creative forces...
Yeah.
I mean... We all saw what happened with Green Hornet.
Yeah, I was just fixing to say. And
I mean, Green Hornet was it? Okay, I didn't even say that.
And then what else did he? I mean, the only thing that was really good that I think he had good claim to fame was Superbad.
Yeah, and his small part in Fanboys was fun.
Yeah,
was another movie that just came out? Pineapple Express. I just watched part of that the other night.
See, I thought that I didn't like that either.
I liked Pineapple Express a little bit, although it's kind of like a grown up version of Superbad.
Yeah. A little bit.
I did like This Is the End, but I don't know how much of that's really like, oh, wow, he's so like so creative.
What about the documentary You Make a Porno?
That was Kevin Smith.
Yeah, but he was in it.
Yeah, but Kevin Smith was the driving force behind it.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. No,
true that.
We'll see. With him, like you said, Jordan, with him being the creative consultant on Preacher, I don't know. Yeah, I have to wait and see. See how it all comes together.
Although I would have to say the makeup they got for Assface... looks pretty convincing.
Have they announced a showrunner for it?
No, I don't think so.
See, because that can make a big difference, too. It's who's going to run this thing.
Right. Just don't get Frank Darabont, because he'll just get fired.
Yeah. That's true.
Or and he'll hire all his favorite actors, and then they'll quit after the first or second year.
So are you guys Muppets fans?
How can you not be a Muppet fan?
Have you heard about the Muppets TV series
coming
out?
Did you hear about the real frog that looks like for Kermit the Frog?
I did see that picture.
I saw that.
That's
I'm
crazy,
like, Yahoo News.
Right?
That was weird.
A little bit of natural science news for you. So, I'm sorry, go
on. This is a geek show, not a science show, sir. We're not Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I don't have anything to add. I saw the picture, too.
Yeah, I saw the picture.
I was like, whoa, that's kind of cool.
It's cool. But yeah, go ahead. Muppets, they're having a new TV show?
Yeah, I'm pulling up the information right now. It's going to be in a more adult show, according to Entertainment Weekly. They explore their personal lives.
It sounds boring.
So it's not like a variety show like it used to be in the 70s and 80s?
I don't think so. No, it's about them trying. It's a documentary style show about them trying to resurrect their career.
So it's The Office meets Muppets.
I could be down with that.
And we'd have to watch this with our children and explain to them like why it's Dad. Why is Kermit going to work?
Here's the new log. Here's the official log line from ABC. The Muppets return to prime time with a contemporary documentary-style show that, for the first time ever, will explore the Muppets' personal lives and relationships, both at home and at work, as well as romances, breakups, achievements, disappointments, wants, and desires. A more adult Muppet show for kids of all ages.
It's a horrible synopsis.
So
I did not write that.
So
long
Kermit and Miss Piggy are going to break up constantly.
They're going to fight,
and Grover's going to strive to jump off of the office building.
Not Grover.
You mean
Grover's
Gonzo.
Sesame Street. Gonzo.
Oh wait, Gonzo. Yeah, sorry. To jump off the office building.
An animal will just show up and go, "Animal," and that's about it.
He's going to just go cracked out.
Animal is going to have like 15 wives with like a bunch of kids.
He's going to be one of those crazy drummers from like those old hair metal bands.
Exactly.
Yeah. All coked, coked out with no money.
Just make more Muppet movies.
Well, see, that's the thing. I think that's why they're going to the TV show medium. Because
Most Wanted didn't do very well.
Yeah, it did not And I don't think all those crappy cameos helped.
Is the Henson family even still involved with that stuff?
Yeah. Owned by Disney.
It's funny.
Are they?
Yeah.
I thought Disney was taking over completely
They still have control. It's just... They're owned by Disney.
Mm.
Like a small one, another little tangent here. I watched Dark Crystal the other day on Netflix. I loved it when I was a kid. It's boring
now.
It's terrible. There's scenes where the Muppets don't move. It makes no sense at all.
No, it doesn't.
I guess it made sense when I was seven.
Do you think Labyrinth makes sense?
Not really. It's a little better, but it's still not.
You know, you thinking about this, and Disney owns my childhood.
Yeah.
Disney owns everything.
They own... Okay, they own... Let's go down the list.
Marvel,
Star Wars, The Muppets.
And don't they own Indy now, too?
They own Indiana Jones. Yeah. They own all Lucasfilm.
Yeah, anything Lucas umbrella, they own it.
Which means they're going to remake Willow, probably.
Why would they remake that?
I don't know. They just to do it.
Warwick Davis needs a job.
Yeah.
So does Val Kilmer.
That's true. Maybe you have to lose some face fat before you can do the role.
And apparently they're helping out DreamWorks now. So, Disney owns everything.
What's left? Paramount Studios? Who's going to see their movies? I'm just kidding.
So when Dave gets back from his trip, we're going to have a full-on trip report. Pick his brain, what he did, and...
what's new, what's not new.
What's new, and what he brought me back.
And find out if Disney's buying anything else.
That's right. We need a first-hand report, Dave. Come on.
I mean, because I guess the only thing that could rival Disney would be Sony and Universal.
Yeah. Well, not even really. Sony, maybe.
Oh, and Fox.
Warner Brothers does own DC, and they own...
That's it.
Don't they own the Looney Tunes and all that still?
Yeah, but that's not...
I guess.
It's not as big as what Disney is. But Disney doesn't use their main characters either. You know, they don't do a lot of... But
I wish, you know... I know it will never happen, but I would love to see a Mickey Mouse movie.
I would too.
Yeah.
I know they'll never do
a full-blown Mickey Mouse movie.
A full-blown, feature-length, 98-minute Mickey Mouse movie.
They could do it.
They could do it, but they will never do it.
Why not? Why do you think that is?
Because I read somewhere in an article, like, someone explained it to me as, in the article they were saying, like, just imagine they go all out in this one movie, the first feature-length Mickey Mouse picture. Their starship. Their Statue of Liberty. And imagining that failing really, really, really bad. That won't look good. And then that means they're going to have to change everything about Mickey Mouse.
So basically they're afraid.
Yes.
Yeah, I could see that, but I still want to see it.
Yeah, so do me. I. Plus, the Mickey Mouse shorts that they've been revamping recently have been awesome. Great.
I need to pull it back for a second. You know what we forgot to talk about?
What did we forget to
talk about? The Fantastic Four trailer.
Oh, shit.
Okay, that's it. We talked about it. Let's move on.
All right, we're good. somewhere in there, there was a poop monster.
There was a poop monster like Dogma?
Yeah, Dogma. But, you didn't see it?
No.
He's in there.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Can I tie that in, though, with the Star Wars stuff earlier? Because, you know, Josh Trank is directing the new Fantastic Four, and he's supposed to do the second spinoff film.
Oh, that's true.
He's supposed to do Boba Fett, right? That scares me.
Well, they haven't said what the second one is, but I just don't think... I don't understand why people thought Chronicle was fantastic. I thought it sucked.
It was okay.
I liked Chronicle.
And Fantastic Four is just not looking that great to me, and I don't want Josh Trank doing Star Wars. Can they please not let him do it? That's just how I feel about it.
Please. They can always fire him.
You know? And he didn't show up at his panel, and they said he was sick. But there's been speculation that he's not officially hired yet either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, what's your beef with Chronicle?
I think if it wasn't a found footage movie, I might have liked it more.
I think that was the ingenious part of it, because there was never a found footage movie done like that before.
I know, but I guess just after the Cloverfields and the Blair Witch Projects and all that, when I saw Chronicle, I was just sick of the found footage genre. I was sick of those kind of movies, I think, and it just, I don't know, I just didn't care for it.
I liked Cloverfield. Blair Witch Project is, to me, like a gold stamp when it comes to independent filming, because no one else did it better than they did.
People believe that shit was real.
Yeah, they made something out of nothing. Yeah. And I mean literally nothing. And people thought that shit was real when they saw it in theaters. And when Chronicle came out, I liked the idea of like basing superhero stuff with real world rules. And that's what they did. And it looked really cool.
I suppose. I guess... Like I said, if they had not made it found footage, part of it, too, is the continuity of it's terrible. It's supposed to be a found footage movie through their cell phones, but, yeah, it doesn't flow right.
Not through their cell phones, through the characters' camcorder.
Yeah, their camcorders, and I thought there was some cell phone stuff in it. No. You know, but
what it is when it cuts to other cameras.
Yeah.
So it made you lead to think that the police or somebody's found this footage, and they edit it together. That's what they did with Cloverfield.
Yeah,
but I'm still not convinced that Trank can do Star Wars justice.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of the new... I think the first trailer of Fantastic Four was much better. But it
left a little more mystery.
Yeah, it left a lot of mystery, and it like looked a little bit more like, ooh, this is something different.
I thought we were going to talk about it.
Oh, we're not? Oh, sorry.
We can if you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
We'll see.
Back to Mickey Mouse.
Back to Mickey Mouse, right. So... next week on the show, we might be doing a show next week. Dave will still be gone to Disney World, but we're going to have a very special guest.
Uh-oh.
We're going to have... it's going to be finally...
Mickey Mouse.
Did I tell you already? Do your Mickey Mouse.
I just did it.
So we're actually going to have Larry Roberts from November's Doom. We might have a few other people come on. We're going to do a roundtable Monkees episode finally.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm a huge fan of the Monkees. Larry from November's Doom is a huge fan. Actually, one of the hosts...
is that like a metal thing?
I don't know. It's weird. A couple of the guys from Earth Station 1 podcast are fans, so I might get one of those guys on.
It's like a weird niche thing to like.
So this Sunday, we're...
Like, it's not the Beatles.
No.
It's like Beatles Light.
Yeah.
So we're getting together this Sunday. We're going to watch Head from the Monkees, the movie.
Is it a porn?
No, it's not a porn.
Wait, they had a movie called Head?
We're not having a Head party, but we're going to have a get-together.
We're going to watch a movie titled Head.
That's right. I think you would really dig it because it's very... Came out in like 69. It was very...
Is it a music movie? Like, there's music in it.
Not sort of, but not really.
Is it like a Hard Day's Night kind of movie?
Sort of, but not really. It was very much done in the style of, okay, here's the way the American, you know, movies are made.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to just bust through that wall. It's a very interesting look at movie making from the 60s.
Okay.
So I think you would actually enjoy it from that
aspect. Is it anything like Help?
A little bit.
I like Help from the Beatles. That was a good movie.
It's written by Jack Nicholson, actually.
What? Yes. Like the Joker
Jack? The Jack Nicholson. Wow. Yeah. It was written by Jack Nicholson and what was his partner in Easy Rider? I can't think of his
name. Hopper.
Hopper.
Yeah. Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper.
They all got together.
Dennis Hopper's a writer?
I did know that Hopper used to write.
They wrote this movie together with the guys in the band, and it was basically their springboard with Bob Rafelson, who was a director and the guy who founded the Monkees, to make Easy Rider. They used the money from this movie to go into that. So
sounds like it could be fun.
A lot of weird shit in there. So it's going to be fun.
Forewarning.
Be forewarned. Exactly. So I want to give a special thanks to our host, co-host of the evening, Mark from the Rebel Radio Podcast and TrustMeI'mAJedi.com now.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun.
I'm glad you had fun.
Yeah, I had fun. I really did.
It's been fun, but I can't say it's been real fun. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. I don't really have anything else to add. We covered a lot.
We did cover a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was a lengthy episode.
But that's okay. A lot happened this week.
I've been gone for a month.
Yeah.
Lengthy and girthy.
Girthy.
I mean, it was a big week for
geeks. Like the thing from Fantastic Four.
Yeah, like the poop monster from Fantastic Four. He does look like the poop monster, just like a cruddy one.
Golgotha was the poop monster's name.
It's awesome. They're all like molecular science. What kind of scientists are they? And they're like 24 years old.
Ah. Some kind of science.
That's possible.
Hey, it happened in the comic book, in the ultimate version of the comic book.
So I want to say this. Stay tuned to our Twitter page, our Instagram page, and our Facebook page, because very soon we're going to be giving away some passes to Comic Palooza. All you have to do is follow us.
Ooh. And on Rebel Radio, our contest is already up.
Oh, yeah? So. What's the contest? Real quick.
You just have to take a picture and say,
picture
hey,
of
Rebel,
what?
Of yourself. And say, hey, Rebel Radio, I want to go to...
You want to clarify what kind of picture that is?
Keep it clean.
No dick pics?
No dick pics. Girls send them privately, you know. But yeah, it just says, hey, Rebel Radio, I want to go to Compalooza. And
that's the hashtag,
tag us.
Right?
Well, the hashtag is Rebel Radio Compalooza 2015. And just hashtag...
I thought it was Houston Nerds.
No, that's the coupon code.
Okay.
Yeah, and just hashtag us on our Twitter, our Facebook, our Instagram, and we'll pick you at random in 2 weeks.
And awesome. What happens if someone misses the chance to win tickets either on your podcast or our show?
Well, they don't get the win ticket and they want to buy tickets. There's a coupon code.
And what was that coupon
code?
They go
to www.comicpalooza.com.
Okay, what do I do then?
/register.
Oh, okay.
Put in the code METAL2015.
And what does that do?
You'll save $5 off your 4-day pass and $3 off your 1-day pass.
Instant savings.
You know, if you are a military type person and you have a current or former military ID,
I don't.
You get into Comic Palooza for free.
I have friends
on Memorial Day Monday, which is Memorial Day, the 25th mm-hmm. of May, for free.
For free.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I don't know too many other cons that do that.
But and there was
no.
And last year there was quite a good turnout Monday, and you walk around, and a lot of them were military, and that was great.
A lot of military people showed up on Monday.
Yeah.
And if you're there on Monday, you can come see our podcast panel at 11:30 in the Microsoft panel room. The podcasting panel, but ours is on Monday.
Oh, y'all's panel. Okay. Gotcha.
If you want to come meet Mark.
There were like 500 panels.
there's only like 10,000 panels.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lots of programming at Comic
Palooza. A lot of programming, a lot of cool stuff. So thank you again to Comic Palooza for being a sponsor of the show and letting us help sponsor you guys as well in promoting you.
Word.
Podcast Unite.
Oh, we didn't get to mention the Bill and Ted reference from
earlier. The Bill and Ted reference, yes, let's talk about that.
So it's episode 69, and there's a line.
69, dude!
69, dude! So yeah, I was telling him we should do that all
and
day.
And you just finished the second issue of the comic book.
I haven't finished it yet. I'm reading it.
All right.
I got sleepy when I was reading
it. Should bring that to work so I can read it during lunch. Yeah.
During lunch?
During lunch.
I'll give it to you after work so you can read it at home.
Okay, that's
good. I don't want your lunch fingers all over it.
My lunch fingers are
food of the comics.
Right, that's true. So that's it for the show. Thank you guys for tuning in and watching us on Meerkat, all three of you, which is probably one of us.
Yeah, probably. Well, it's not me.
It's me.
Oh.
So thank you, the other two guys.
Woo! It's probably your iPad over there. And
my iPad, yeah.
Thank you if you asked us any questions. I didn't feel any vibration, so I don't assume we had any questions this time around. But next time, you're totally open to questions.
That's right. So thanks again to Mark for coming and hanging out with us tonight.
No problem.
Thank you.
Good,
thank you.
You know what time it is?
It's time to rock out.
With?
Our geek out.
Exactly. You know what I got to say?
What do you got to say?
Keep it geeky.
And?
Keep it metal.
Keep it metal.
There you go.
All right. Thank you.
All right, guys.
Enjoy your burrito.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit MSRcast.com. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.